This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Lulu and Michael podcast for all the bits you missed
from Joy 94.9.
Do you know what time it is?
Soon we'll be blasting off on man's greatest adventure.
Wednesday afternoons will never be the same.
The ribble wobble, ribble wobble.
It's time to drive you home with Lulu.
Shut up, just shut up, shut up.
No, shut up.
Just shut up.
And Michael.
Biggie's naughty.
Biggie's naughty.
The finale.
This is such a special event.
You can't get fresher than this.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, the last one.
The last one.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
It's Wednesday.
Yes.
It's a glorious sunny Wednesday.
Beautiful out there.
It's beautiful. All I can see outside is sunshine and lollipops.
Lay misty for me. You know, Melbourne is beautiful one day, shit house the next.
And here we are at the next.
Indeed. All right. Well, we're gonna be with you for the next 9 hours. No, we're gonna look after you for a little while anyway on your drive home. Ah, Lulu and Michael on Joy, and it is a rainy old day in Melbourne, but doesn't matter, does it?
It started off all right.
Oh, I know. I don't know what's going on. This is supposed to be spring.
It's nearly summer.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, forget it. If this is what summer looks like, I don't like it.
Well, it's okay because I'm going to Perth soon.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
When do you leave?
November.
Yeah.
I had to try and remember.
Some date in November.
November, yeah.
Now, why are you leaving?
Because I'm going to tour Avenue Q.
In WA.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And now that it's a little bit better weather over there, isn't it?
Apparently.
It'll be more, you know,
like. Everyone keeps going, oh, it's going to be really hot. Like, that's a bad thing.
No, not yet.
But it doesn't matter.
Not in November. It's manageable in November.
I don't mind. I'll be in the air-conditioned crown.
But we've got one. Is that where you are?
Yes.
We've got one more, which is today. And we've got loads of great guests, including any minute now, we're going to be having a chat with Josh Thomas.
Ah, yes.
Lee's like me.
I like him.
Yeah, very good. And this is series number 4 for Please Like Me.
Which I'm not surprised because the first three were so good.
Everybody's loving it, aren't they? They're not liking it. They're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the way. And we're going to be having a word with James Wellsby a little bit later about Yummy.
I don't know about that. I mean, not that I don't know about it. Like, I don't know whether it's good. I just don't know about it at all.
No. Well, we can all learn together.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we always want to get a message off you, and I think that would be nice.
Someone sent in something about the trains because they're having issues with the Belgrave, Lilydale, Alamein and Glen Waverley lines. They're all up in arms. They said something worse than that.
Yeah, they effed up.
Yeah, they've left Flinders Street half an hour ago and they've got Southern Cross and they turn around and they went back and no trains through the loop. Oh, my God.
That would be really annoying.
It is very annoying.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what can you do?
Oh, look, at least they're warning us.
All right, you're on Joy with Lulu and Michael and we've got our guest in. Are you ready, Lulu?
Our guest.
Our guest.
I am ready.
Well, this young man, it is series number 4 for Please Like Me.
That never happens in Australia.
No.
We usually have half a series and then it gets pulled.
I reckon they don't like him. I reckon they love him. His name is Mr. Josh Thomas.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, we're ready to know more, maybe a little bit of inside gossip about the new series.
Oh.
Or nothing.
Well, I thought you were going to ask for gossip about something good.
No, well, this is good.
Well, you can give us
good.
Something good if you got something we don't know about.
Well, there's lots you don't know about, I hope. I hope I have lots of things.
Well, series number 4, it's obviously done incredibly well. I mean, after series number 3, were you like, all right, might not do another one, and then you all of a sudden you are doing another one, or was it always in the pipeline?
I think we finished season 3 in... I can't remember. We just did another one. I think we just did one. It was like very smooth. They were like, do you want to do another one? And we were like, sure. We did less eps. because Pivot, the American network, was really keen to have it in this year, right? Because it takes us more than a year to make. And we now know that's because they're closing down.
Right.
Less apps. I mean, I can't believe we're done four seasons. It's not very many. I think like Kath and Kim, and I don't think there's any many other shows that have made fourth season for a comedy here.
Yeah, I wasn't joking when I said yeah, no one really makes fourth season.
Shocking.
It is. It's a shock.
Brad Breed my way through.
And I guess, why do you believe people love it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You're in it. You're going to know more than anyone, I reckon.
I've never, like, seen it. Do you know what I mean?
I've watched it.
But I've never seen it. Like, I don't know what happens. I don't know what, like, the experience of watching this show is. Because I've seen it, like, 17,000 times.
And I guess it's different when you're in it, isn't it?
And I'm in it. I'm just looking at, like, the lines around my eyes, and, like, the mole on my lip.
Why did I do that? Why didn't I do that?
Looking at, like, shadows from camera equipment and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's all I see. I don't see, like, any, like, moving emotional drama.
But I reckon... No, well, I'll try and answer it for you then.
Oh, please.
Because I've seen it.
Can you say some compliments?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I think it's because it's truthful and it seems like it comes from a place of realism to me.
That's what we go for. Instead of winning.
Was that... What was that? Yeah. That was like Jeopardy.
Annoying.
It's like I got an answer.
Then,
right.
I guess that's when you maybe look at it and you do notice, you know, a blemish or whatever it is.
I still see the blemishes now.
But it's a little bit warts and all then, is it?
No, not necessarily. But I think it's just like it comes from a... It's not like... It's comedy, but it's still in a place where you can relate to the people in
right.
it. And you can relate to the storylines. And you can still see that it's coming from a... Like, you can look at the family members and go, oh, my God, that's my family at Christmas. Or that's, you know...
Yeah.
It's very much just my life.
Yeah, that's it. You can tell that it's real.
I'm surprised when people, like, really connect with it. Because I thought I had, like, I thought I was, like, kind of eccentric, you know? Like, I really wanted to be eccentric. And then it's like, no, you're just kind of normal. It's, like, a disappointing thing to learn. You know?
There's a lot of weirdos.
Quite ordinary.
Yeah, we're all the same.
What was it like, just off this for a moment, what was it like being involved with Q&A?
I mean, Q&A is like a bad day. It's like a bad... Like, I've done it three times.
Mm.
You get no prep. It's live. I'm not that smart, right? So, like, on the Friday, you get all they send you to prep is the email that they send the audience with suggestions for questions, which the audience might take up, or they might not, or they might ask different questions. So then I get that and spend the weekend, like, learning as much as I can about... And then, like, so nervous that over the weekend that something really big will happen in, like, Syria or something.
Oh,
because
God.
If that happens,
sounds
then
like
that's...
like one of those dreams you'd have.
Yeah, like, just so, like, really... Like, I mean, I'm usually hoping that people don't go to war, but, like, the few days before Q&A, I'm like, please, nothing bad happen because I won't know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just sit there... And people are so judgmental, but I've done it three times. I've gotten away with it. Every time I've done it, I've said I will never do it again. And I really think I won't do it again. Cause it's not like you can't get away with more than three. I don't think without doing something stupid.
You are with this. You are with Please Like Me.
Yeah, that's four. Yeah. But that, you know, we get to plan and I know what's going to happen.
Yes.
The Q&A is terrifying.
Like, yeah, I can only imagine.
It's the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you know, as you say, but I mean, you do, I think you're not asked to do it because you're the brainiest in Australia. You're asked to do it because you can, you know, we relate. That's why.
Well, yeah, I've gone on ones where they've had like a specific point of view. So I went on the mental health one because my mum's got bipolar and I know how to talk about that.
Yeah.
And, I went on a youth one because I'm young. And I went on one as an atheist, which I regret doing because I don't know if that should be like such a big part of your identity. Who cares?
But people do. That's the thing.
Yeah.
People do care. And
that's why.
The religious do.
We're here with Josh Thomas talking all things Please Like Me. Season four, would you believe?
Unbelievable. Four seasons. Well, people love it. That's why, obviously.
Oh, it's believable. Yeah. We'll believe
it. I find it unbelievable because
I
find that anything that lasts season four in Australia is amazing.
Yeah, you know.
It's good. It's great.
You were asking about Miss Candy, I believe.
Yes, because we got a little sneak snippet of season four.
Yeah.
We've got the password and everything. to see a little bit of it. And I did notice that some of it is filmed at DT's.
Yeah, we filmed at DT's this year. We filmed at the Greyhound before, and this year we went to DT's. And it's beautiful.
It is.
It looks good, DT's.
It's iconic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of those venues that you do notice and go, it has to be there.
With those ladies. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
I just find those three so funny.
So who was it? It was Miss Candy.
It was Miss Candy, Susie.
Sue Ridge.
And Rita. Gosh, yeah. I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
I got that right.
Well, they've been around for longer than we have.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that impression.
Well, they've been around a long
spring
while.
Spring chickens.
Were the lights off?
The lights were, they were backlit. Okay. We backlit them, like, because we're gentlemen.
Mm. Yes.
You know, because we've got good manners, so we lit them beautifully.
No, they're wonderful, obviously.
Doing Enya.
Oh, were they?
Which they weren't thrilled about.
Sail away.
Yeah, they didn't really know.
They didn't get a choice, obviously.
They knew that bit. Sail away.
That
and
is
then
hilarious.
Other than that. And then the editor was like, I just don't get drag queens. Mm. Why do they get to just mouth the words?
Yeah.
I had to like convince my editor that drag queens were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it work?
I don't think so.
No.
No, yeah. Because she was very, like, she was like, why aren't they getting the words right? And I was like, it doesn't matter. That's not the point, right? The point is, there's a man in a dress, in a beautiful dress,
yeah.
And they're there, and the crowd is being ridiculously supportive.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why it's fun. It doesn't matter that the words are wrong, and she didn't get it.
Was it just because Enya was what you could clear at the time?
I thought it would be nice to do Enya. Of course, like, you clearing songs is hard.
Yes.
But I thought Enya might be,
it's
like,
it's harder to get Whitney on ABC.
Yeah, and we got Justin Bieber.
Have you?
Yeah, we've got some good. We had Sia song. We had an Adele song.
Wow!
But they got Enya.
Yeah. I love it because it's not predictable.
Yeah, no, you that's know, good.
I thought it'd be interesting.
You know, yeah,
we were going to do Dolly Parton, but then it didn't. I didn't think it worked.
Not with the frocks.
Not the song I want that we got.
Yeah,
cleared. I didn't. It would have. Anyway, don't worry.
Well, that is in episode one.
Just watch it and you'll see.
Every creative choice in the show is exactly how we want it to be. And
exactly.
As intended, and not a compromise because of what we were allowed.
Good on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lie, but...
Now, when does it all begin, Lulu?
It begins on Wednesday, I believe.
November the 9th.
I think so.
I believe it is.
Yes.
On the ABC.
I'll concur with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, all the best with it now that it's done. Everybody's going to love it. And if they don't, well, what are you... It's too late.
I don't care.
No.
Just another person that hates me to add to the pile. I don't give a shit.
I don't think there's many that do. When you've got up to season four, I think you're at the stage where you can go, there's not many well, that...
And even if they do, keep doing what you're doing then, because obviously it's working.
It's fine.
You've got an outweighed number of people that like you now.
Yeah. Well. All right. Well done, young man.
Thank you.
Josh Thomas on Joy. Lulu and Michael on Joy. It is the finale. Wow, this is amazing reading about this. Nine the Musical is back in Melbourne. And when was the last one that was on, Lulu?
It was actually 29 years ago.
29 years ago?
Yes.
That is unbelievable. We were at that, weren't we?
I wasn't. I wasn't born yet.
Yes, you were.
No.
I went and my mother went and you were there and it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we still talk about it to this very day because we asked my... Anyway, I'll do that later because our guest here, and I will not leave them waiting, it is Lucy Maunder and Michael Cormann.
Hello.
Are you well?
Very well, indeed.
We are.
How lovely. And you're both obviously in this, otherwise it'd be stupid doing the interview.
You're redundant.
What is ridiculous about this, though? If you don't know Nine the Musical, I'm going to get a little synopsis from you two. But it is all in aid of one night only. You're doing it for one night. Which is incredible, isn't it? So it must be an enormous amount of work.
Well, it is an enormous amount of work, especially I've got a slightly small role there, playing Guido Contini, and Guido is an Italian film director based on Fellini.
Yep.
And about the women in his life.
Were there nine of them?
Yes, there are nine. Yeah. There are actually
ironically,
many more.
Funnily enough, yeah.
There probably was enough. More, yeah, really, was yeah. there, do you reckon?
Yeah.
He's also the youngest of nine.
He's the ninth child as well. And born in the ninth month.
Did he have nine
No.
Well,
nine.
Maybe.
No, I don't think.
Well, inches. We can say inches. It's not that rude, actually. I don't know. I mean,
let's
is
go
it?
With that. Absolutely. Maybe.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say nine penises.
Tentacles.
So, off topic.
Yeah.
Off topic.
What a great topic.
But yes, so it's a bit of a challenge learning all of this and structuring it all for one night only.
Yeah.
The reason it is one night only is because it's for Think Pink Breast Cancer Charity.
When, and therefore, obviously, doing this musical because it's got great music and obviously an amazing role for both of you. But
great women as well.
An amazing, we should list those in a minute, but that's enough, then, isn't
yes.
it? Knowing that it's for a breast cancer charity is amazing.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Absolutely.
You know, when they ring you, then you and they mention, we want to do this, we'd like you to be in it, and this is the cause, are you yes immediately?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I'm as crazy as we are, I think, sometimes. But yes, yeah, because it's for such an amazing cause.
And when will you be up there then? Is it like a concert version?
It is.
You know, so you will you? I mean, and when you do those, when you, we've all gone to watch one of those, and they've got the books there, do you sort of know it? But that's kind
Michael.
Of
the intention was that we would have the script in hand and do that. And of course, we've only had very few rehearsals together. But as soon as we all got together, the books start to throw down. Being the actresses that we are.
Right.
And now it is, you know, completely off book.
So. It's almost a hindrance to have the book, isn't it?
It is indeed.
It's,
I bet
having said that. Yeah. There so might I, be I, a I couple think, of hairy moments, but I don't think so.
And I'm sure people will be forgiving because it is for one night. The energy and excitement will be amazing.
Yes.
As I said in the dressing room, in the rehearsal room the other day, I looked around and thought, I'm just slightly outnumbered. There are 50 women on stage.
Oh, God.
And I'm the only male, except for the young Guido.
Right.
Oh, and a 33-piece orchestra.
Mm. My
and
Lord.
40,
and we only get
40
them
person
on the day.
Choir, female only choir.
God.
Yeah, it's
so
wonderful.
The sound is just mind
blowing.
In the recital centre, it's just going to.
And
resonate.
Then what a venue as well.
Mm,
I mean, that's
amazing.
Exactly right.
So,
it?
Who are some of these other women that are joining you?
Well, we have the wonderful Maria Mercedes playing my wife.
Now,
she actually played the role originally here 29 and a half years
unbelievable.
Ago.
Unbelievable. I mean, and I watched Maria recently in a production and just she's lost nothing. I don't know. I mean, she gained probably.
Oh, of course. I
she's
think
one
it's
of those,
gained.
You know, that's even
she's
better
amazing.
Than she was, you know.
The voice is a powerhouse. It's
imagine
really
doing the role again. That must be a memory lane for that woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You wonder, because I always find when you do a role and then you suddenly have to, I always, like you do a role and then it just goes out of your brain. Like I never sort of retain it until like you'd have to learn it all again.
She said
from
that
scratch,
actually. She was very, very much like, oh, I thought this would be, you know, still in my muscle memory, and it
it's
wasn't
not,
at all.
Yeah.
Having said
years.
That, it comes back very quickly.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but you'd still be like, ooh.
I know that woman enough to know she enjoys a glass of wine. I mean, you, your muscle memory can't remember that much.
It looks like the good doctor, Jeffrey Edelston, is upgrading to another model. He's on to his next girlfriend with big you-know-what.
Making the happiest man alive.
And you know what she's famous for?
It's called nudity.
So goodbye, Gabby. Goodbye, Bryn. Oh, and we've got some secret audio of when they were going to have some intimacy. Ew.
Gets people in the mood, makes them happy, doesn't it?
It's not normal.
Lulu and Michael, they're all natural and age appropriate.
Enjoy.
He's gross. Paul, I mean. Not
exactly.
Yeah.
Our producer, who's been with us from the beginning, this is a finale gig for Lulu and Michael. He gets very excited about those little promos.
Little things.
And that was a very...
Small things amuse.
Lulu, he's done an amazing job, hasn't he?
He has done
from
an
day
amazing
one.
Job.
And I love all of those. It means that there's very little left for us to talk about.
Yes.
But I love, you know, you've done an amazing job. Well,
no, we haven't finished yet.
No, we've still got another hour and a half to go.
But I thought
I'm
I'd
sure
get it
there's
in
there's
going
to be more to go.
Because by the end of it, we won't want to say thank you.
No, that's right. So Jeffrey's got a new girlfriend.
Yes.
Well, he's found another one just like the other one.
Well, they're obviously, he's obviously got some sort of, you know, I don't know.
Type.
Money.
Oh.
Yeah. One of the, whatever.
Well, the thing is, what I don't get is, I thought he didn't have any money.
Well,
isn't he
may
he
not
like
when
broke?
He may not when it's, you know, when he owes it. But in the meantime, he's obviously got something, hasn't he? Because why else would you be with the man? We've got a guest, haven't we, Lulu? We haven't announced them, but they're, well, they don't need a lot of announcing.
No, not really.
No, they'd like it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dean Beck.
Oh, thank you very much.
And after us, each and every week, and I believe one week we did mention it.
I was going to say, have we ever?
Is the Informer. Yes. And what is it all about? In case nobody's listened to it. I mean, you know, I know they have.
It's Joy 94.9's nightly current affairs program.
Do you need to make that face when you talk about it?
It was very serious, wasn't it?
That Yarn Event was in the building.
Who? Yarn Event? Was she? She's still around?
She's still alive.
No, I know, but it's not the current affair person you'd actually go to these
days. Grimshaw, then.
Although, don't you start. Everybody compares me to Tracy Grimshaw and shits me.
Well, I just think it's the way you've aged.
Well, you are very similar.
I don't know why. Me and Tracy are
it's the fashion sense.
Yeah, I reckon it is. Lots of fabric. Yeah. What is tonight's show all about?
Well, tonight we will be talking with Simon Ruth from the Victorian AIDS Council about some of the figures around HIV that were recently revealed. And also,
are they up? Are they down?
On a 6 month by 6 month comparison to last year, they're well and truly up. And also the report of a second case of PrEP failing in New York. So we'll be talking about that.
And obviously there's we haven't got a guest for a while. So
I can expand.
We are actually interested.
Yeah.
Is it? Because obviously they're, anybody that was against PrEP earlier is obviously going to jump on the bandwagon now, aren't they?
I guess so, although two cases out of hundreds of millions of sexual interactions is probably a pretty good thing in PrEP's favour, and certainly far more effective than condoms. But what it does put on the radar is HIV strains that are resistant to particular drugs, and I think we need to be more mindful of that moving forward. So, yeah, interesting.
Let's go to caller number one. Are you there? We've always wanted to do one of those ones where people ring in and that.
But so have I.
It's all a bit dodgy, isn't it? Because you never know who's going to ring and, you know, they'll just...
We can't dump you.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
although this is your last show.
Don't worry, we jumped. What else? What else?
And... it got a little airing on Saturday Magazine, but I think it's worth an encore. My chat with Cindy Lauper.
She Australian? Who's she?
Cindy Lauper. Yeah. She's the Grammy Award-winning, Tony Award-winning, Olivia Award-winning co-founder of and
did
co-creator.
Did she win an Olivia Award?
She did
anyway,
the Kinky
she's for
Oh, right.
Boots.
Yes, I know who you mean now.
And you went the other night?
I did get to go to one of the previews.
Yep. Did you love it?
Absolutely.
Isn't
loved
it amazing?
It's compulsory for every people in our families.
Now, we obviously, Lulu and I went as well. Not obviously, but we went. And both really, really loved it.
Yeah.
And it is one of those ones, it's a musical, you know, obviously. There is a bit of a message there. Mm. And it's all about acceptance, isn't it? You know, and we need more musicals like that. But and that's all great. But it was also bloody good.
I think it's one of those ones that if you're not a big musical lover, you'll still love it.
But I guess that's what I was trying to waffle on about. But you nailed it.
Yeah.
Here in Australia, the producers have worked with Beyond Blue to create a children's and teachers' resource that goes alongside talking about inclusion and acceptance and understanding and diversity and all of that. So there's, for the school groups that are going to see it, there's this whole sort of educational package that goes alongside the production.
I didn't know that. That's wonderful to know that.
Yeah, it's really, really special.
And when they're younger like that, they're less judgmental, aren't they?
Yeah. And they get the message so profoundly by seeing it in a creative sense as well.
Yep. I was dressed up earlier today as Dolly Diamond and as arriving on the steps of Parliament, and there's loads and loads of school children, and I was just getting ready for a little bit of grief, and you know, you toughen up and you think it'll be all right, whatever. Not a one.
Wow.
And then one girl says to me, "I love your hair." Who does it? And I said, I do.
That's so cool.
I wanted to rip it off and go, here you are. Yeah. And all that angst that you might have got, you know, just wasn't there, you know. I don't know if I necessarily want to walk through Sunshine Plaza dressed up, but, you know, I think maybe in, you know, young ones like that.
Maybe we're heading in the right direction.
Maybe.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, you know, and there's a million stories probably on the other side, but it's nice to get a good one, isn't it?
And I think we're blessed in this state. We've got everything pointing in the right direction, so we're very lucky.
And, you know, like a lot of that, you know, politicians and everything like that, I mean, you know, they're never going to win completely, are they? But I do believe that the Andrews government is doing a good job, and not on every level, and I don't want to get political.
No, let's not talk about the firemen and all of that.
Well, I mean, you know, there's no way you can win on every level, is there?
No, but we're doing all right.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
All right. No, and that's all coming up at...
Hang on, what's Cindy like?
Oh, yeah.
Cindy's quite special. She's she was really lovely. She's... gave me a lecture.
Did she?
Yep. I copped it.
Many want to.
Oh no, she told us how that we should fight for equality and marriage equality, and that we should be doing more of telling our stories and that sort of stuff. I didn't want to tell her that, you know, I've got a whole radio station devoted to it, but
yeah.
So I copped that. But she was also tremendous talking about Kinky Boots, and we got a lovely little package that I put together, which includes some of the music from the musical.
Right. Well. Was it you then that described her as a bit of a diva?
Well, I'm not sure whether it was her PR people being over.
I mean, the woman's been so busy and gracious.
No doubt.
You haven't upset her, have you?
No, but we did have to have the one photograph taken in front of the window so that the light was right.
Oh, I mean...
God, we're all like that.
Yes. Well, I recently took
nothing
a
worse than someone takes it from below and your chin showing.
She was all that.
I recently had a picture with Lulu McClatchy and Josh Thomas.
Yes.
And I refused to let that go to
print.
To print, yes.
Because
I always vet mine.
It was rushed and it just looks, you know.
Well, the lovely photoshopped version of the photograph that I have of Cindy and I looks fantastic.
I tried to photoshop the Josh Thomas one. Still's not going to Facebook, apparently.
It didn't work.
So catch Cindy and I on The Informer tonight.
Lovely. Well done, young man. You know
what?
That United Nations have named, get this, Wonder Woman. You know Wonder Woman?
Mm.
Yeah. Linda Carter. Mm. As an honorary ambassador to fight for gender equality. Oh, and didn't you just love watching that when you were younger?
Oh, that was one of my favourite shows. Well, the Invisible Aeroplane.
Great, you know?
I mean, do you know my dad made me, because we had a lighting shop.
Yep.
And he made me the gold cuffs out of like steel things from the lights. Had them to wear to school. A crown out of like the piece of the light, like that I could wear on my head. Probably never looked anything like her, but I felt like her.
That's all that matters, you know, and that's why she's been named an honorary ambassador to fight for gender equality. Obviously, when, you know, these are announced, there's always somebody that doesn't like it.
Who doesn't like
it? Well, there's a little bit of criticism of the fact that she's not wearing very much. And then they picked a character that, you know, is, well, fictional as well, you know, because she's not real, you know.
Well.
Not really real.
She's not real, but she's proving that women can be strong and they can be empowering. And
exactly.
Isn't that the whole point?
Well, and a commitment to justice, peace and equality.
Well, that's... Isn't that what it's amazing. They want?
That's exactly what they want. That's what we all want. Did you know that the first episode appeared in Wonder Woman first appeared in 1942? Just before the war.
And also, she can get changed really, really quick. She just does a spin and she's in like another outfit. Man.
I'm a little bit like that though, aren't you? Okay. I can get my kit off really quick if I need to.
That's getting it off, but she actually gets it off and gets into another outfit as well.
I'm unable to do that.
No, you just take yours off.
Well, most of my stuff is too tight.
So it just falls off. You're more like the Hulk.
Yes.
Than Wonder Woman.
Exactly.
It just all splits off.
Yeah, yeah.
And like falls on the floor.
Stuff in my cupboard and I think, oh, you know, I've lost a bit of weight. I'll put
it. Splits and falls off and then you're just in the nude running around.
I always get nervous around people not wearing glasses because I'm terrified if I sit down, a button will get off and take their eye out. Yeah. But, you know, that's why I, when anyone comes to where I live, I give them protective goggles.
Do you?
You've got to.
Yeah.
The eyes are, precious, aren't they, eyes?
Yeah.
You can see where one got me, and it's, anyway, I wish her well, don't you?
Yeah.
Good on you, Wonder Woman.
Is it actually Linda Carter doing it?
It's just Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's that real.
Okay, cool.
Do you know, I've got a new Willy. There's a new Willy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's going to be a new Willy Wonka movie.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I do know why. Because
not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory remake.
No, it's different to that.
That's
but
all right then.
Warner Brothers have got the rights for Willy Wonka, the Roald Dahl estate, you know.
Okay.
And they're going to do like way back before he had the factory.
Okay.
And let us know all about that. And you know it's what it's like. If it's done well, it'll be good. If it ain't, it won't, you know. I mean, I didn't really like the Johnny Depp version.
I didn't really either. But that's because you know, I think you're either, it's like you're either a Depp or you're a Gene Wilder one, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, I mean, like we grew up with that with. Gene Wilder one. It's
yes.
Like if they all of a sudden did The Wizard of Oz.
Which aren't they talking about doing?
I really, really hope not. And who on earth would be Dorothy?
Well, me, of course.
Come on, I think you're
And you're
just,
the lion.
We know. Can't. Can't be. But did you know, there's a couple of, obviously, they bring out all the facts that that the guy that was Charlie, his name is Peter Ostrom, is now a vet in New York.
Oh, I Not his never name's thought he did anything after that movie.
No, well, he can talk to the animals now.
Mm. Maybe he had one of those like chocolate lollies that made him be able to do that.
Maybe. I loved that original movie, didn't you?
Yeah.
No beating.
It was slightly creepy. I think it was all the way it was filmed and everything.
And then there's a musical of it, which I watched in London.
Yeah, what was that like?
I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yes.
Was it like one of those musicals that was old-fashioned, a bit like Oliver, or was it one of those ones that was updated, like
a little bit
Aladdin
of
with a bit of tricks and
A bit of both.
Yeah.
But now they're reworking it because it's it is or it isn't, or it is or it isn't going on to Broadway.
Oh.
So they're reimagining it.
Cheer up, Charlie.
Yes. What about the chocolate river? Did you know it was made of water and food colouring? Wrapped up your chocolate river.
There's been a few chocolate rivers in my time as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on.
Depending on the day.
But God bless Gene Wilder. I mean, he was amazing in it, wasn't he?
So good.
And just, you
but
know.
I think that was the thing is I couldn't see, Johnny just did it again as like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah,
with
Michael
hat
Jackson,
on.
Edward Scissorhands.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well he was. It was like Michael Jackson.
And he was like the Alice in Wonderland guy again.
Yeah.
But just.
I think he should just do Jack Sparrow now.
Yeah.
That's all he should do.
Willy Wonka Jack Sparrow.
Willy Wonka. Oompa, loompa, oompa-dee-doo. Make a move.
Make a move on me.
Let's make love all through the night, she said. I mean, that would be exhausting. I mean, maybe in the old days I used to go through. Now, no. Three pumps and a squirt. That is
just
it.
On your own.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's much easier
Too
on your
tiring.
Own.
Yeah. Now, we've had a message from Nev. I just have to quickly say,
yes.
He's saying, what a shame. Thank you. I've truly enjoyed the banter.
What a lovely man. Isn't that lovely? Good on you, Nev. Very nice.
Go ahead. Goodbyes.
Just don't look back.
Okay.
Now, really briefly, Survivor was on last night. And I haven't watched any of it, but it was the finale.
Just watched the finale?
Yeah.
And could you get into it?
Yeah, you know, because it's what, you know, they're just, you have to do the challenges.
Yeah.
And the last one, it was three of them left, and they had to put one hand on the idol,
What's Guy the idol?
Guy Sebastian.
No. Or Anthony Kalia.
And whatever, a bit of wood. Yeah. And the, both of their feet were on these tumps of wood as well. And whoever let go, you know, the last one there was the winner of this and to go to the final and pick the other
That's
one.
That's a long episode.
6.5 hours.
Make you watch the whole thing?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes. I was exhausted.
That's making love all through the night.
6.5 hours of lovemaking on stumps of wood. Mm. No, it was... Well, basically, the only reason I bring it up is because the girl... Oh, spoiler alert, by the way, if you don't know the result, Survivor, we're going to talk about it now, although I don't know her name. Moaning Myrtle is the woman's
Moaning
name.
Moaning Myrtle, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so it's this girl and the guy, and she goes, you've got to let me win. You've got to let me win this.
Emotional blackmail.
Yeah. And it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether she did that all through the whole series.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll take you with me. I'll take you with me. I will.
Take you where? What's the prize?
She goes to the final.
Oh, right.
You know, and then it'd be him and her. Him and the girl.
Right.
And the other jury would vote who the winner was.
Right, okay.
You know, please. I just can't. Oh, my God. It was ugly.
Crying.
Yes. I mean, she wasn't that beautiful when she wasn't crying, but that's not my business.
Yep.
Oh,
did he take her?
No, he fell off. Like, he literally fell off. Anyway, if you watched it and you have an opinion on it, let us know. 0427JOY949.
So who won?
The girl did.
Ugly Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle.
And then what happens now? Is there another final?
No, that's it. She got voted by all and they loved her.
Oh,
yes.
And so what does she win? Money?
Yeah, she's got loads of money. She's got half a million. You may as well put any music on. We should just go to the news at 6. it's our last show. What difference does it make? She got $500,000.
Yeah.
And she's obviously the best survivor or whatever it is. She used to watch it when she was a young girl. She remembers it right from the very, very beginning. She watched it with her dad. She then fell off and fell on the guy that had fallen off. Her dad had to come and pick her up.
Because she was so sore from holding
and
on.
And like cramp. Mm. And just the ugliest. I mean, we've all got an ugly face when we get cramp.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, she was well behind the eight ball because she had cramp and she was ugly and she was crying.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
She won anyway. And we've got one more guest. And what a way to go out. It is the one and the only James Wellsby.
Hello.
You are incredibly busy these days, aren't you?
A little bit.
Literally just got back from being around the globe, really, didn't you?
That's right. I've been touring with Briefs. It's been very busy schedule. The last place we ended up in was in London for a month at the Wonderground and sold out shows, really busy, a lot of pressure, a lot of fun, met a lot of people who love this show and... learned a lot as well.
I would imagine. I mean, they've been going a while, and I mean, you've been going a while, but when you get together with somebody else, you get, you know, to look at what their dynamic is and what they're doing and, you know, and bring what you do along with it, don't you?
Yeah, I think I love Briefs. It was always one of my favorite shows ever, well before, I was even considered to be in it.
Mm.
So... I always looked up to them and idolized them and loved how they created something that was really successful but just unashamedly queer and very, very proud and very, very colorful. And I kind of, when I saw Briefs, that's when I realized I was like, oh, I can do what I do and be as queer as hell for the rest of my life. I don't need to change that or tone it down.
Right. And you're not. I mean, you know, you're really not.
We're going there. We're glitter bonding. I got a unicorn tattoo.
Wow. There's no going back now.
No, I've embraced it.
There's no going back. And I guess, yeah, because when you go and watch something like that, like it's, say, Briefs, and then is accepted by mainstream, you wonder whether it loses its, you know, but as you just mentioned, they're not backing down, they're not backing away from, and everybody's loving it. And so they bloody well should, you know, as long as it's good and whatever else you want it to be, queer or different or whatever, as long as it's good, that's all we really give a crap about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I think Briefs has struck the perfect harmony between skill, entertainment, and trash.
Yeah.
And that's...
Which one were you?
I was
all of the above, I reckon.
I was a little piece of style surrounded by trash. No, I think it's the other way around. I was just the gum on the bottom of their shoe.
Now, we've given them enough. Even though you are a star in that, you've got a massive project on the way, haven't you?
Yes, 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 yes.
And it is?
It's called Heaps Gay, Heaps Yummy. And it is it's a collaboration between Sydney Party Heaps Gay and my cabaret here in Melbourne called Yummy. Mm-hmm. It's a special one-off event, just something. Kat Dopper, who runs Heaps Gay in Sydney, got in touch with me and said, you know, Yummy's going so well and Heaps Gay's doing well in Sydney. I want to do a cross-city collaboration. I want to do something big. I want to do something that is beyond our capacity. Let's hit beyond our means. Why not? You only live once. And I said, yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And it was Kat's idea to approach Melbourne Music Week to do a queer event. And then we kind of realized when we approached them that they never had a queer event.
Which is odd, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, because gays have been around for at least 3 years.
And they like music.
Yeah.
They love music. They love disco. Yes. You know, yes. I think it is weird. I mean, there have been plenty of queer events in the city of Melbourne.
Yes.
I do think it's kind of just a coincidence, but We're very proud and we're embracing the fact that it is the first queer event in Melbourne Music Week. And it's a City of Melbourne event. So that, I think, is really, really cool that maybe times are a-changing and that governments are coming on board to support people in really creative ways and celebratory ways.
Now, the venue is pretty remarkable with that in mind as well.
Yes. If you don't know, you will now. We are doing this event at the State Library of Victoria.
Oh, wow. Lulu, the library, it's the big building on Swanston Street with the books in it.
What are books?
Oh, right. It's like a DVD, but with more words and paper.
Oh, like magazines.
Like a magazine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Exactly. Neither of us are avid readers. So we help each other out.
So are the books in it?
The books will be there, won't they?
They'll be in the background. There are sets.
I've been in there, but not a lot. Right. I've got to be honest. Is there loads of rooms then? Are you in one big room or is it, you know?
Yes, there. So there's the lobby.
No, does anybody know?
Has anybody actually been there?
Yeah.
Listeners? There's a ballroom in there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a multi.
We all love a bit of ballroom.
Don't we? Ballroom.
And you just...
Because I know people get married at the library, don't they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, weddings. See, I knew that.
What section? In the ballroom,
wedding,
maybe.
In the wedding magazine
in the fiction section.
It may as well be for bloody gays.
We have a message here, Michael.
Oh, yes, our last message.
Yes. Dear Michael and Lulu, I could not believe it when I heard today was your last show together. I have loved listening to you guys this year. You work so well together, and I know I am not alone when I say how much you will both be missed. There is a little bit down there about something about Dolly. Or something. Oh, no, here we go. Well. I look forward to following your careers and seeing more of Dolly since I'll be back in Melbourne town from late November. Lots of love, Julie from Bali.
Oh, the lovely Julie from Bali.
Lots of love to you, Julie from Bali.
Good on you. Well, listen, we've enjoyed it.
We have enjoyed it.
We should probably read out the message from Joy. But we'll... We definitely have to, Lily. We have to say thank you to Paul. We've done an amazing
job. Thank you
job.
So much, Paul.
I've enjoyed it.
Yep. Well, good on you. And, just keep listening to Joy. Lots of other great shows on.
Yeah.
Can't think of them at the moment, but I know that they're there.
Thank you to you, Michael.
Thank you to you, Lulu. We'll be back in some form or another.
Yeah.
Just stop for a wee while.
No, that's it.
A little break. But lots of love, everybody.
Bye, Michael.
I can't.
Lulu and Michael has been a proud production of Big Mouth Media on Joy 94.9. Oh, just one more thing.
No.
Shut up.
You've been listening to a Lulu and Michael podcast. Listen live every Wednesday afternoon from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.